update. Woohoo! So here's something really fun. We've had this update for a long time. And the first time ever that the ships are smaller, right? If the ships were this big before, now they're this big. So that's kind of good. And then there's no cargo. There's no cargo going in. The ships that are going in are looking for cargo to go out. So, kind of interesting, big change of events. Who knows what that's going to bring on the roadways, but we will see.
We will see. Fascinating. So
Yeah, pretty fascinating.
they're smaller ships. So that's fine as long as they're not the same ships that have just suddenly shrunk, because that would be really weird. But not out of the realm of your world, Siobhan.
That might be true there, Nick. That might be, you might have some truth there. Yeah, I don't think they shrunk, but I do know, I did notice, I thought, oh, those are a lot smaller. Wow, there's still a lot of them. Still a lot, way too many. But they are smaller and they are emptier, they're empty. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is.
So it just means that whatever has been sitting out there, whatever people have ordered, they've gotten their stuff or are about to get their stuff. And economically, we're going to do something over here at Energetic Solutions about that. So keep your eyes peeled. But economically, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what that means exactly.
Yeah, I have a pretty clear vision of that. That's pretty fun.
Well, I was giving everybody the lowdown of my little agenda for today.
Cool.
But before we dive into that part of it, I'm just curious for Siobhan, for you, this has been a year plus that we've been doing this, because we did a shortened version of it. I can't remember how long that was. And then we did the full year, and now we're here. So do you ha and we're gonna I'd let them know, we're gonna continue in some way, but we're not exactly sure. We have a few de not exactly sure. It's more that we have a few details to shore up before we do that.
Totally.
So we'll be off for a couple weeks. And
Yeah.
so in the meantime, I was wondering, do you have any parting thoughts,
I
anything
do.
you
I
want?
have some really interesting observations that I think surprised me. One of those observations is that a small committed group that shows up consistently, even watching the videos, has really made a good, healthy difference in our community, in the wider community, in radiating out good vibes and juju and health and peace, etc. I will say for me, as the kind of the lead voice, the lead energy. I think the fascinating thing for me is it gives me an opportunity to share information that I have on a consistent moment-to-moment-to-help basis. That I otherwise don't necessarily get to share, where somebody's gonna, people who are in our tribe or people who are super interested, are gonna do something with it. And there's a lot of information. There's a lot of stuff I see and note on a regular basis. It's just a matter of where does that get disseminated? And through this mechanism, I think it's been pretty awesome to have a container set up that gives voice to that information so that you can bounce into something beautiful for the week. So for me, that's been a really beautiful thing to facilitate. I think the other thing that's been interesting is I have, and I forgot to go to this, but bad me, shame on me. I had an opportunity to meet Robert Kennedy Jr. like the other day, and I was like, oh yeah, that's fine. And you know, half an hour later, I was like, oops, I was supposed to go meet Robert Kennedy Jr. Oops, supposed to go hang out with him. And my point for saying that is I get all kinds of engagements and interactions like that that I don't get to share, particularly in the health arena, that are pretty unique. We were going to have this, you know, it was a small group that we were going to talk about vaccines and what we all know. And, you know, of course, I know some weird, very unique information. And obviously he does as well. So I think that's another point for inflection on a week in and week out basis. What's the other thing? I would say that I, as the observer of each of you, have seen you each grow and be able to expand and hold more and thrive more. I mean, some of you work with me one-on-one, and that's cool. But I know that the consistency of this helps facilitate whatever else you're involved with to a deeper degree. So
I love it.
And then of course we've got the ships.
Yeah. It's always the ships. I would say for myself, I really agree with that, like the power of the small group. I get kind of like, I know my mind gets wrapped into the internet marketing world where, like, you know, if there's not like thousands of people, you know, it's not making a big enough impact and that kind of stuff. And like, it's, you know, it's just, I'm around that world and it's easy to get swept into it just without even realizing it. But this has been a really great anchor for me to be like, look, there's a small group of us here who are really committed and mm-hmm. that makes a huge impact. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does, you know, just in my own life, you know, but certainly beyond that as well. So it's been really cool in that respect for me. And just helpful on a personal level, like those little focus points for the week, just huge, you know, like that along with the cosmic forecast, some very simple things like that, that just really helped bring it all into focus has been huge for me. Super easy to get in. For me to get into like, oh, I'm going to solve it all, you know, and you wind up like, oh, in like all these different places, you know, the focus point of like, all right, I can direct my work here. And yeah. It has such a greater impact for me, you know, such a great lesson about like less is more.
We had this girl who apparently has binge watched all of my 300 YouTube videos.
Wow. Wow.
And she just recently binge watched it. Last time I heard that was a couple of years ago. And that person's like, well, that is the person who became our event planner. And her life has changed. So yeah, there's something to the consistency and the persistency and just the small, unique tweaks. I know some of these have been much bigger than small, unique tweaks for sure. I know some of these have been super big levers, but that's okay. We had a year where we needed a lot of different levers.
Yeah, we needed some of those. We need, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Okay. That's awesome. So let's see here. Let me go back to my other. Let me look at that. All right. So I'd love
Nick's
to.
Nick's got an agenda today, so we're not messing around.
I gave him the agenda. I told him, you know, we have an agenda for today because we are wrapping up. And I think it's important to kind of wrap it up in a certain way. Like, let's put a little pin in this for now. So you all heard that part of it. If you didn't, you'll catch on. Give me use your magic little reactions, like that, to let me know who wants to be first. Bam, Dr. K, I got you. All right, you are unmuted. Tell me, tell me, like, what did this do for you? What were some of your biggest takeaways?
Yeah, it was really supporting for me in the initial first 3 months, and I felt that I needed that when you renewed the program for another year, and I still continue to listen. I'm not regular every week, but it has really helped me shift into a different being altogether. You know, I was working on this transformation piece for a long time, but this last 1 year has accelerated a lot of things in a good way. And I believe this program has been part of that.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Is there a particular aspect about it that you felt like really contributed to that?
I think the biggest part of it is staying out of fear, because especially in healthcare, there was a lot of fear around COVID at least in the first 6 months when this all started back in last March or April. And by being in this program, I was getting a different twist about things rather than going with the herd mentality in the healthcare world that, you know, everything is falling apart and, you know, we're like the heroes and all of that. So it helped me stay the course rather than getting into more and more fear.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I do think you would look good in a cape, though, just saying.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. K. Thank you, thank you. I saw Susan's little thumbs up next. I'm unmuting you, or I requested to unmute you.
Hi.
Hello.
You know, for me, it was a lot of the things that Siobhan was talking about, like really just the sense of community more than anything else, just having people that were like-minded to connect with, just to really have that same ground where it's like, okay, I'm in a place where I'm not listening to all of this that I'm hearing from the outside, and I'm staying focused here and just going in the right direction kind of thing, as opposed to getting caught up in everything else. I just liked the weekly accountability. I like seeing everybody's faces. It's like just nice to see, you know, everybody smiling and shining and everything else. But really just the small, subtle things that make such a huge impact in the way that we navigate things as they went up and down. And I just, you know, I'm kind of looking back right now at some of the recordings and the notes that you have in the portal kind of thing. And just, you know, really the idea that, it's been a year of grieving. And I think I was talking to you, Nick, about this earlier, just that for me, like, I'm almost grieving again, but just being guided through that process and kind of knowing how to navigate it a little bit and having tips and tools to make it easier to navigate has made a huge impact, you know? And I mean, like I said, for me, it's like now that everybody thinks it's coming back, it's almost like, well, wait a minute, I actually kind of was really enjoying staying stuck in my little bubble with my friends, you know? But it's just been, I don't know, it's been grounding, it's been nurturing, and it's been, it's, you know, small but mighty, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Small but mighty.
Yeah. That's, just to kind of echo that, that's another piece I wanted to share too, is like, that, like you said, Siobhan, like there's certain things that I wouldn't share or talk about that just happened inside of me that I got voice here, you know, like, oh, you know, everybody's trying to get back to normal. And it's like, well, what does that even mean? You know, what is normal? And are you really trying to do that? Are people trying to make up for the lost time? Like, that was one that really stood out to me too. Like, oh yeah, like it's like so important. And like, I would see these things inside of myself, but they never really got like voice, you know, until here. So that's cool. Thank you, Susan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We got Danielle. Look at her. Look at that smile.
Hi. I think a lot of everything, what you guys all just said, when I think back, it just feels like 20 million years ago, but I remember, like, if I didn't have you, I would have thought maybe there was something wrong with me that I liked the silence. I would have been more frightened that, oh, it's gonna be start getting louder now out there, or this is happening, or that is happening. So having that connection point was awesome. And I think the smallness of it, I agree, was huge because I would notice, like, oh, they're still showing up because I didn't show up every week. And it was just cool to see, oh, like, Trish, you have a conflicting time frame, but you still showed up on Facebook. You were still watching things and tuning in. I'm like, God, you know, all of these people, Dr. K, you're in the emergency room. Everybody's going through something different. And you still chose to show up here, and that brought this extra specialness to it that made me want to keep showing up.
That's awesome. When like what sorts of like what did it do? What did that do for you? Did it help with your consistency? Did it just help do you understand what I'm trying to ask? Is like yeah.
Yeah, I think I liked kind of latching on to whatever the directive was for that week, whether it was like love, 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 even though I would forget it and say it at the
We're
end.
still working on that
It was just it was things like that, and I think in a strange little way, it was like a little family for me.
Yeah.
I didn't feel alone.
Love that.
Yeah, it
That's
was
awesome.
pretty
So
awesome.
you
So,
moved in the midst of all of this.
that's right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and so that consistency piece really helped, I think, keep me stable.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, and I like because it is, I kind of knew. I'm like, oh, we get little secret stuff that she doesn't share with anybody else.
That's right. I don't share. I just there are too many things happening in the week in and week out that it's just, yeah, to write them all down and share them, it would be volumes. Yeah,
Yeah.
good one.
Yeah, really good. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Atma namaste.
Atma namaste. And Trish, I saw next. And then Liz, I'm coming to you.
Yay, I was able to make it today.
Yay.
So happy, so happy. Thank you both again for this, because words that are popping out from everybody else. Nick, you said it was an anchor. For me, being mostly out there during lockdown and everything, it was a safe area for me to come back in and get back on my routine and my consistency. So I appreciate that. And helping me to stay out of the fear that was so swirling around me. So
And
thank you.
that's awesome. If we were to continue, well, as we continue, like what are you looking forward
Yeah,
to?
that one. Totally.
Again, it's the like-mindedness and this small community, because what I'm out dealing with on a day-to-day basis, I'm not having these conversations.
So you get to have conversations that are more true to you and how you inherently operate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's so much going around on me on a daily basis. So being able to plug back into what's truly me, as opposed to getting swept up into that, if that makes
And I
sense.
seem to recall you had a whole bunch of people in your office that were getting sick, thinking about getting sick, and doing all kinds of really wackadoodle things. And so
Yes.
how did you, like, what was the, what did that bring to you? What did this bring to you?
That calm and getting me out of the fear, because my boss did come in with COVID for 5 days. So that would have been very easy for me to go. And so, Nicole, when you were sharing your journey with your husband, that really resonated with me, because that was something that I had been going through as well with her. So yeah, I mean, if I didn't have this, it would have been, can you imagine me going into work with someone who I could literally see it in her? container, and she still wouldn't go get tested. So it was very fascinating. So yes, again, thank you.
And do you think it helped you in your work world outside of the day job?
Yes. One of the things I'm still working on, though, is more of a commitment to my work as opposed to giving my time to their work.
Ah, interesting.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, it's really good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This helps me know what I'm going to do next.
Okay. And Liz, and then next I'm coming over to Lucas. Liz Marici, that is. Oh, where's the other Liz? There you are. Hey.
Hey. This has been highly beneficial.
We can't hear you, darling.
You are super quiet.
This has been highly beneficial in so many ways. I agree with what everyone has said. I can relate to that. The tips, the tools, the calmness, and really doing my best to stay out of fear. You know, Siobhan is always in my head, which is a good thing, you know, like what the real fears are, and knowing how to deal with this whole situation on a day-to-day basis. This is really a beautiful group of people of like minds, and the tips, the tools, the high teachings have just been tremendous. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that.
That's awesome. If you, I think another one is just moving forward for you. Like what are you looking forward to with this? Cause we've kind of like, I'm asking because like that's, it's obviously that was a really significant part, and that's the pandemic and why, you know, what inspired the formation of the group to begin with. But, you know, we're moving beyond that. And so I'm wondering, like, as we move forward, you know, how will this be relevant for you? Or how do you see it being relevant for you?
I don't know. I mean, curious to know what your thoughts are on that. And I don't want to answer a question with a question.
So I think I'm going to reframe that for you, Liz. Yeah. So, and I want you to come closer to the mic. So my reframe is, by continuing, what would you imagine that your next, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months would be like with this constant reframe, reshift in your ear every week?
There you go. Thank you.
It's kind of, for me, it's like dealing with, like, where do we go from here? And what is it that we need to know to rise higher and above this and become better versions of ourselves so we can help others in a better way, in a higher way?
There you go. There, good answer. I love that answer.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Liz.
Welcome.
Coming on over to Lucas. There you go.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I love this question. This is fun to reflect on the last 6 months. A couple of things. Like, I had a catch up with Nick chat. Like, I think it was right around Christmas time. And I felt like the theme of bouncing back, I actually had this song called Bounce Back that I was listening to all the time. I should send it to you guys. But then,
yeah, please do. I want to know.
it's like this like hip hop 80s rap style. It's super fun. But Nick was just telling me about this idea of, like, you know, bouncing back. I'm like, there's a frequency on that for me. And so I think I probably got to make like, maybe like 60-70% of the calls. But I really, like, the first few months I just loved, like, it was COVID, it was winter, it was getting dark out early, just like a community of people, you can just see their face and just, Not, you know, it wasn't like a teaching. It wasn't like a take your notes. It was just like a thought and a conversation. And for me, like I did the foundations course like 2 years ago with Amanda. And so this is like, and I did the year thing, but you like I forget what it was. You know what I'm talking about, Nick, right?
I
The
do,
Facebook
yep.
group, the graduates.
Yep.
But I think like this, like having community is so important for me. Like, and you know, just to like learn together, like learning communities. I think that's the best. And like in my journey of like just coaching and having mentors and stuff, I've always found like things really hit the road when you have a like-minded group of people to check in with, converse with, and just go deeper. And that's what I really felt like with our Friday calls. It was always, you know, as long as I can make it, was always fun to have them pop up. So, and just having that thought and that frequency. And I watched all but one replay. So, you know, just something to tap into. If I had 30 minutes, if I missed a call, and just kind of going back, like, oh yeah, what was the bounce? What was the bounce that this week? And
Yeah.
today, and it was just so cool, like being like, this week we're practicing forgiveness, or this week we're practicing cutting cords more. And just like that, I found it very like community oriented and embodiment oriented with the EM tools and mindset and good juju.
Do you
That's
think it
awesome.
gave you any freedom in anything?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think it gave me more freedom. But like with the embodiment, I can break that down, but I felt freer and empowered to embody and practice the EM culture almost more consistently. I think culture is like a better way. You need community and you need people and reminders to embody a culture. And I felt like I had a lot more freedom, like with our little competition we did, and you know, just things like that that were like not just fun games, but real like freedom to actually like practice, and practice makes habits, and habits builds like new patterns, and
Yeah,
to
true.
really like bring it into the physical versus like, oh, that's cool. I like kind of know about these concepts, or I kind of have these tools. Like I'd say to be free to live in them and free to
Yeah.
practice. And
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
wow, nice. Thanks.
Yeah, that's super cool. That's really well put. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
The culture. Yeah. We are a culture.
That's
Yeah.
That is true. We are a culture.
Who did we not get to here? Michelle, Robin, Nicole, and Doreen. Who's going?
Can go.
Cool.
I just what everybody has said already has resonated with me, and from the beginning, this group, it kept me out of the fear as well. But the big thing that sticks out for me is because of this group, I started an EM practice during lockdown and kept at it consistently because I think of the accountability, but also the motivation of having this like-minded group. This group has felt very special to me, and I think it kept me sane as well during this topsy-turvy year and helped kept me focused. And because I developed that EM practice and kept consistent with it, it made me realize how important it is and how transformational it is. And that's what's kept me going.
So what's the transformation? Sorry, Nick, I'm sure you have questions, but
No,
that's
that
me.
was
I'm like, I got
exactly what I was going to
questions,
ask.
man.
Yeah, you're
What's
good.
the transformation?
Well, you know, I'm still working on it. It's
Yeah, but
a
okay, but yeah, we all are still
work in
working on it.
progress.
But what's a transformation that was, because you said the transformation part, and I thought, you know, that's true. So what do you think the transformation of all of these stacking up week after week?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking me.
So what do you think okay, so let's say this. Had you not had a year of support like this, what do you think you would have been like?
Oh my gosh. I don't know, just an emotional wreck.
So the
Honestly,
transformation.
not where I am today.
Yeah. So the
No.
transformation is, are you happier?
Yes,
Yeah. Are you
happier,
healthier?
more
Oh, there you go.
focused.
Well, cool.
it's been a journey for sure, but and most of you know my journey this past year, and I'm living in different places, and the changes in my job, and I don't know how that all would have turned out. I'm not sure that I would be where I am today without having this group during this crazy year. It could have turned out very differently for me if I had not developed that consistency of using the EM tools and developing that practice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
Thank you.
awesome. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's see here. Who did I say? Doreen, Nicole, and Robin.
Sure, I'll go.
Yay, Doreen.
I think the biggest thing for me from all of this, well, I mean, is really the community piece and the fact that I tend very much to be a hermit when left to my own devices. I would just hole up. I would have been really pretty happy this year, like not seeing anybody, not, I could have done that really easily. So this group was like, you guys, every week, almost every week, but pretty much every week, one way or another, either here, even though I don't talk very much, but I do listen, and I am impacted by what people say. And I love the tidbits from Siobhan that we wouldn't get elsewhere. That's a big draw. Also, just a different perspective, because you guys are such a different group of people than everybody out there. And the perspective in this group, there's just more calm and there's more space than there would have been. So really, I think for me, the biggest thing has been the hermit versus not hermit. It's very easy for me to fall into that.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. I appreciate you all being here.
Yeah. I give you an amen for that one as a fellow hermit. Stepping out of your hermitude, has that helped you? Like, what has that helped you do in your life to get out of your hermit nature? Just a little bit.
I think it's kept me more grounded. Just like, oh yeah, there are people out there who are not all running around like chickens without heads, and not having a way to cope with all the stuff that's been happening around, and all the funky energy, and all the fear, and all the, I mean, it's really been chaotic, even though people have been stuck at home. I mean, the feeling was like, because you don't know what's going to happen and whatever. So there's been all of that, and I think I think I could easily absorb a lot more of that. I certainly did at the beginning. I didn't even realize how freaked out I was. This is so, so this has been, kind of a nice calm space to come into. And I think maybe the biggest thing, sort of looking forward, is that because things are opening up more, because life, I mean, goes getting back to normal, whatever that means. I mean, it's not exactly what it was, and who knows, but just being out and about more and being with people more. And this has been, it's kind of like a bridge, because I've had this. The re it doesn't seem so foreign to actually go back out into the world, because some of the world has been here. So
So what I'm hearing you say, just to make sure I'm clear in what I'm hearing you say is that because of this, you're more high functioning getting out into the world, and your time to, not falling prey to all of that doom and gloom is, a teeny sliver compared to what it would have been had you hermitized.
yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Yeah.
That
And
makes
the coming out part is, I think, way easier than
so
coming
much sense. Do you think,
back
can I
into the
ask you a
world.
question? So do
Sure.
you think that that kind of consistency takes somebody who's more sensitive in the day in and day out. Because generally, people who do energy work or are interested in energy work, they have a higher sensitivity to noise, to fear, to worry, anxiety, stress. So they'll hermetize, right? Like that word, of course, Nick, that's good. And so this gives a bridge for somebody, maybe such as yourself, to be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I can actually take an even another step. I'm just pontificating, but that's a question.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, part of it is because, again, this is a small group. And most of the people in the group who show up are people that I have known for a while. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but most of them. So for me, you know, people, I don't remember who was talking about it as family. I mean, it does feel like a family. Mm-hmm. This is like my people. Mm-hmm. And the smallness makes it very comfortable. Mm-hmm. But even... I don't know how I would feel if it was a much bigger group. I don't know if it would have the same effect, but I do think that probably the calm part would still be there because I think that's provided by you, Siobhan, for the most part, and Nick as well. But so and the groundedness. So if we're, you know, people were going to be flying off some, I don't mean like in a plane, but you know, wackadoodle, some wackadoodle way, we probably wouldn't. So it does make it easier to come back out into the world, into the bigger world. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, fascinating. It's giving me material for how to shape what I'm going to be sharing. It's actually helping me structure. Little did you know, Nick, or maybe you did, but help me structure where I'm going to take this next iteration. Yeah, because I have some ideas already, but yeah, thanks. I appreciate these.
Yeah, very much. I figured that would be part of it too, because it's really important, you know. All right, down to our last two here. Who's it going to be? You can do it. Nicole's holding out. Look at her.
You don't have to say anything if you don't feel like you got anything. No pressure.
Okay. I was trying to do the little thumb thing. So is it too loud?
No, you're good.
Okay. So I have my... the 5-day immunity challenge, the beginning of the process. And then this one started in August of 2020. And then this one.
Wow, you went through 3 yellow pads?
Yes, ma'am.
Holy
cow. On both sides. On both sides.
Both sides.
Wow. Yeah. I like to utilize all information. So sometimes I would, like in the beginning, I felt like a mad, because there was so much going on and Siobhan was just downpouring so much in the 5-day thing. And then because it was so powerful. So this is incredible information to go back to on a regular, besides going back to the recordings. Mm-hmm. And then I would listen to the recordings. I would read this over again and then, because what's incredible is you reread and re-listen, you rehear something. Or no, that's not rehear. You reread and you re-listen, and then you get something else of where you are in that moment where you weren't there 3 weeks ago. So these are here, and it's been incredibly powerful to utilize a lot of that on the daily, not just for myself, but for clients and family members and things. And I think Doreen, no, someone said you have Siobhan in your head. I don't know who that was. Liz, thank you. I wanted to just start cracking up because it seems that, so I do the morning work and then the evening work. And sometimes in my peripheral, I look and I flinch because I think Siobhan is standing right there. And sometimes I do my work buck naked. And so then I'm like going, oh, Siobhan, sorry. And I go, I'll almost talk to you, like cover your eyes. That was an overshare, but I'm just being honest.
That is awesome.
So, and I don't know why I just said that, except it's true. So anyway, the value, I think the domino, and I think in the pool and the ripples, what I have cultivated in Bounce Back and Thrive and the two programs we did just prior to that, for the year program, I know it has been a washing over me all the time. And then it comes out osmosisly from just me being in space wherever I'm at. So I did not have fear through this the whole time. And the gratitude circle that continues, because I know this is, this will still be future forward, because I don't believe there's a lot of things over, and normal is a word that I have not utilized because in my almost 63 years, this has been so interesting. But I found a way to utilize a different heart of love, 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 doing the forgiveness meditation, do the heal your body, heal the world. And I find myself sometimes standing, doing something, and I'll put my hands there just ministering into the world by, as I'm hearing things just in my wonky head. So I'll sometimes just do this and hold the world in intention for love. Anyway, that's overshare, but that's me.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I like the three notebooks, man.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you very much. Well, counselor, do we have any closing arguments, or does the defense rest?
If I may address.
You may. The court is in session.
Approach the bench.
Approach the bench. Yeah, that one. That one.
Thank you. Hello, good ladies and gentlemen. May it please these esteemed colleagues. So here's my ditty. I don't have three notebooks. I already went through them and made a big old binder with them all in there. So, and it's tabbed.
Yep.
And labeled, because that's how I rock. And it's purple because that's my jam. But here, I agree with everybody. And I just want to share some insight. When this all began, and I know Danielle was in Michigan at that time too. It got dicey very quickly. And I remember when the immunity challenge started. It was a great way to get on track and all the information. I go back to that a lot because it's helped for myself, but also with my family, with clients. And it's invaluable pieces of information that I really feel have helped to give me extra tools in the toolbox to be resilient, to have some ease through this. Now, at the beginning, I lost a lot of friends and colleagues transitioned very quickly in that 6-week period due to COVID. Some judges, a lot of attorney friends, officer friends, sheriffs, deputies, and then my first client went. And that happened in the jail. And it was the intimacy of this group that allowed me to be able to, and I think that was the specialness, because when it's a bigger group, I don't really talk that much, maybe once in a while, but it felt like I could share, or I could just be here and held in the space. Like I was being held in a loving embrace, but I was on this side of the computer. And so that was particularly helpful. And also going through that, my, 9 days before lockdown here in Michigan, we found out that my dad was in the last leg of his journey. And, of just going through that and just the tidbits. And just, it was that Friday before he transitioned, where Siobhan was very direct and said, you're keeping him here. You're holding on so tight. and you need to look at that. And I lost it. And I, those that were on might remember it was like just like I bawled like a baby. But I was able to get my head out of my asshole and go and do the work that was necessary and be able to go and be of assistance for him. And he was able to transition peacefully early Tuesday morning. So that was huge. As well as being able to just to have that resilience, not to, with everything going on, I mean, being encouraged, well, why don't you see if you can go to the jail? And so not even 30 days in a lockdown, I was back in the jail doing visits when you really weren't supposed to, because I just did my thing and I sprayed soothing spray on the deputies and they let me in to go see clients and it helped them. And now I sell soothing spray in the jail. So that's kind of fun, you know, in the Tri-County area. But two things that stood out for me. One was when we all got to dress up and come out and then have a little dance party. But the music, it was challenging to get the music. Anyway, that was fun. I really enjoyed that because it got people, it got us, you know, if you were in sweatpants or yoga pants or just not, you know, just kind of like, you know, just made everybody like get dressed up and just like get in real, real clothes and just do something with a purpose, which was good to break that old habit that was starting to occur during lockdown. But the other part was the ship updates. I'm going to miss the ship updates because that was... We started with it. It was a highlight. I rather enjoyed to know what was going on with the shipping, you know, industry.
We have another year of it, just so you know.
Yes, we do. And so what I would like to see come out of this, I'd like it to be intimate. I actually, for me, every week now, because now being able to start to do, now I've been doing stuff. I've been holding meetings with my tribe, like in person, like the little parlor sessions, you know, and teaching more in-person yoga and stuff like that. I would like to see this continue, but I know I'm not able to make it once every week, but I would like to have consistency. So I would like to have something different than that. Cause I felt that maybe that would, I'd be able to show up more. But I know things that we're starting to be able to do things. I'm starting to expand my business, which is part of the bounce. I would like to see something like that. That would actually be of great assistance for me. So, but this group has been phenomenal. Everyone's been supportive. Nobody poo-pooed on each other.
So can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
So, because I think we'd like to do it every week, but if we had a transcription, would that be a benefit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A great benefit, especially I will just say this with circuit courts haven't opened up back yet for regular stuff. We're still doing a lot of stuff by Zoom, but I'm also the district courts, like we're doing a lot of stuff in person.
Yeah.
And things are taking longer than they did back in the day.
Yeah.
In person, which is fascinating.
So we'll give you the ability to read stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, cool. Because sometimes I can't listen because they don't want to see even an earbud in your ear.
Got it.
Yeah. And that would be great assistance.
Cool. Yeah. I like it.
In the interest of fair play and substantial justice, that is what I rest my merits of the case upon.
And so you will have a transcription. How does it go? And so ruled.
Oh, nice. Well played. Thank you, counselor. I think that's it. We got everybody.
So I'm just going to
Sandy's
wrap
back.
This.
Sandy
if
wants.
If I could wrap this a little bit, is that okay?
Sandy's waving.
Oh,
you're unmuted, Sandy.
Okay, go.
And we can't hear you.
And we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can.
Yeah, there you go.
Way too loud, though.
No, you sound great.
Okay. All right. Okay. Phew. When this first all started, everything that we first had talked about gave me an anchor point in my life, made me know that everything was going to be okay. And if it wasn't, it was in divine order. So I kept that through the whole time. And every week when we all showed up, it's like everybody else was saying, it was like a family in a safe place. And the little tidbits that Siobhan did was, it gave me something to think about through the week other than things that would have thrown me off. And what has come out at the end here is, I'm so grateful for, is me taking steps to do things that I wouldn't otherwise do, coming out of my comfort zone. I'm finally actually able to view myself as, I think, more of who I truly am as a person, as an artist, especially as an artist. I'm starting to get recognized as on a much different level. I've up-leveled that. I'm possibly going to be in a gallery. I have a couple shows that I could win prizes. I just get the chills just thinking about it. So, yeah, I'm super happy, and I came to realize that the importance of energy mastery. Now, I can't say that I'm super, super consistent, but I'm super more consistent than I was before. And I've added things in that I've been doing things that would have been nice to do a long time ago, but I'm not. I'm being more, I'm more level. I'm not getting these big upswings and downswings, and it's kept me much more on a peaceful emotional level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still get kind of moody and I have times, but then I hear Siobhan in my head go, you know, don't take 2-3 days, just take a little bit and get out of it. And it helps me to go, yeah, right, you know. That's my take on it.
Cool. So I'm gonna wrap this in a tidy bow. Thank you. I appreciate it. And being recognized that you're more of an artist, like a real artist for yourself. You're recognizing that. So other people are recognizing it. I think that's awesome. That's an awesome outcome for a year, right? How cool is that? So the tiny bow, the big bow that I'm going to wrap it with is, it's twofold. One is, there's going to be two parts of the bow. The first part is, I know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to deliver to you all next time. And I know how I want to shape it. And that's super cool. It's super important. Robin, you said something that is essential. We are not back to normal. There are some other things that are happening and coming that are different in different ways that may not be, you know, health oriented, but different things that are pretty interesting challenges that we're going to face as a country, as a society. So we need to be on top of our game for sure. I want to also say, Nick, thanks for keeping this on track. Thanks for showing up and asking great questions. The questions are always good. And wrangling all these beautiful souls.
I'm good at wrangling sometimes.
Yeah, you did a great job wrangling. So I want to continue the bounce. This next bounce is going to be a little bit bigger of a bounce, and then we are going to jump into every week, and we will have a transcription. I think that is imperative, my humble opinion, transcription helps people not just take notes, but take notes and really learn more deeply. I know I like reading transcriptions. I hear differently than I read, and I think those are super helpful. So we'll do that for you all. I think that's going to be a great contribution to everyone. And yeah, we want to keep it intimate, and we want to keep it to some amazing folks who really want to stay committed and really grow. So that's where I want to go. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Be weekly and intimate. Atma Namaste. Yeah. 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 I think that's it. I think that's all she wrote. Thank you.
That's all she wrote for this. And we'll be in touch, and we'll see your lovely faces in a couple weeks.
Atma Namaste, y'all.
Atma Namaste.